This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can weigh in 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we're talking about the nurse shortage here. And I have a story that it kind of suggests why they may be quitting, sort of. They talk about the horror medics, that nurses and et cetera, reveal the horror of, quote, talking dead COVID patients who are awake but can't survive without machines due to damage. Now, COVID-19 or not, Nikki, you started talking about this previously. You're around people all the time who you know are going to die. Your yeah. job is to watch people die, basically.
Yeah, a lot of the times, yeah.
And there's no way to do that without, one, being traumatized, and two, turning to just outright callousness as a way of dealing with that trauma. Yeah. And that's sort of what they've done here. The talking dead is what they're calling coronavirus patients who are awake but can't survive. The situation has become so dire in one Florida hospital that staff are now referring to COVID-19 patients who are hooked up to breathing machines as the talking dead. Presumably a play on Walking Dead. Tallahassee Memorial Hospital is experiencing the most COVID patients in a very long time, one CNN report recounted. Well, that's very scientific. It's not like the hospital would have numbers that would allow you to track right. these things and pinpoint dates.
Just take CNN's word for it.
Yeah, it's been a very long time. In January, Memorial had 41 COVID patients. That's now at 135, most of which are unvaccinated. I don't know to what extent that is true or untrue, or what most even means. Most could mean 51%.
Yeah, I would also be curious to know the vaccination rate in Florida.
Also a good question. I don't have the answers to those. One CNN reporter who visited the hospital said the situation was, quote, heartbreaking, and that nurses were struggling to get patients off oxygen. Those are patients who are still awake right now, said one said the CNN guy, who are still conscious. So they are still having these very difficult conversations with their doctors and nurses and facing that very tough reality that if that life-sustaining equipment that's breathing for them is removed, they could be dead in a matter of minutes.
So 52% of the population in Florida is vaccinated, by the way.
Okay. That's lower. That's actually, I guess that's higher than I would have expected. I think for Florida, yeah. I probably would have guessed like 40%.
Lower than it is up here. Yep. I don't know exactly what it is.
I think it's 70% have had at least their first shot here in New Hampshire. But, I mean, they're not tracking this stuff very well. And it's just amazing to me. I was thinking about this last night. It's not just about filtering large amounts of money into big pharma.
59%.
Is that fully vaccinated?
Yep.
In New Hampshire? It's not just about filtering large amounts of money to big pharma, although that certainly happens. It's because they have no way of tracking who has and has not had COVID-19 and is therefore, you know, more immune to it than people who have been vaccinated, at least according to one study out of Israel. So, but even then, they're not tracking the vaccination stuff with any level of actual sincerity. If they wanted to, they could have a national database of everyone who had been vaccinated. I don't want them to. But if they were serious about tracking this because it was a big deal, they could do this in ways that didn't rely on you keeping a personal record of a basically little card that you carry around and can lose, or take a photograph of, or scan it in, or make a photocopy of. All of these are legitimate ways of proving to someone that you've been vaccinated against COVID-19 and showing them a picture of your COVID-19 vaccination card that you took on your phone. That is sufficient to prove you're vaccinated in the modern United States. And that's insane if this thing was as serious as, you know, they've been making it out to be. So Ryan Smith, Memorial's top clinical officer, doubled up as a nurse to get a sense of what was happening on his hospital's COVID ward. The first part of my shift, I had my first few patients look at me and say, Don't let me die, Smith said. As soon as you remove them from the devices, they no longer made it. To watch how quickly they dwindle down is the hardest thing for me. Now, isn't this why they've recommended not to put people on ventilators in the first place? Isn't that like an option of last resort?
Yep, absolutely. And I mean, I'm not sure if these people really needed to be on ventilators. I mean, I'm not there, so it's really hard to tell, but...
Don't they get money when they put patients on under ventilators?
Yeah, I think they were getting something like $15,000 for every COVID death. For every death that was labeled a COVID death, and I think they were getting $10,000 for every patient that was put on a ventilator. That was at least in New York City. I'm not sure if that was a nationwide thing. I'm assuming it is.
Yeah. It's very distressing. The Talking Dead didn't make sense to me until I saw it firsthand, is how quickly they decompensate when they don't have that oxygen. The rest of the world can't see what goes on behind these doors. We want COVID to go away, but the reality is that it is here. It's real. It impacts a lot more people than it should. And I would have a hard time dealing with that. But whatever the disease was, I would have a difficult time dealing with that. So I can't imagine how healthcare workers, you know, how this shortage of healthcare workers is going to get any better.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not going to get better with employers, that is the hospitals and so on, demanding their nurses do things that they don't want to do. They're already forcing you to work doubles if you don't, maybe you have something you need to do. Doesn't matter if you leave your shift, your shift at your scheduled time,
yeah.
It's considered patient abandonment and it's criminal. You can be brought up on criminal charges for being a nurse who refuses to work a double.
Yeah.
That's insane. So when you add into that that these people have been working throughout this entire pandemic, they were essential workers a year ago. They were heroes a year and a half ago. Now they're being told, get the jab or get out.
Yeah, now I'm a scumbag and I don't care about my patients for not wanting to get vaccinated. And there is scientific evidence that the vaccine does not prevent you from getting or spreading COVID-19. So
there is no evidence, as far as I can tell, to suggest that it does either of those things.
And also, on the CDC website, it says as clear as day that this vaccination has not been tested on pregnant women or women of reproductive age. I want to have kids. So I am not risking not being able to have kids just because someone thinks that I should get this vaccine that has not been appropriately tested. If people want to get it, power to them. You know, that's your choice. If that makes you feel better, then if you think it works, if you would like to take that gamble, that's your right. But for people to try to force everybody else, I mean, come on.
And let's keep in mind that, you know, they didn't know that 6 months after receiving these vaccines, the effects would wane and they would not be as effective. They didn't know what the results would be 6 months after giving someone one of these vaccines. They don't know what the results would be after getting two of these vaccines or 6 months after getting a booster shot.
Well, and think about this, too. So there were a lot of people who, after they got their second dose, started experiencing blood clots and other vaccine injuries.
Which makes perfect sense when you realize what the vaccines are supposed to do.
Exactly. So what's going to happen after the third dose? What if there has to be a fourth dose? You know, if we're just going to keep injecting ourselves with this genetic gene therapy.
Because it's programming your cells to produce the spike protein.
Yeah.
Which your white blood cells will then recognize as foreign and then attack. And in theory, the next time they saw those spike proteins, it would be COVID-19 and they would know what to do. However, 6 to 8 months later, it doesn't appear to continue working very well. And studies suggest that it doesn't work very well against the Delta variant, much less the variants that are continually evolving out there. We mentioned in the early part of the show the latest one in South Africa, which turned out to be like 20 different ones in South Africa. And the ones in Indonesia, the one in India, it's a coronavirus. It's constantly evolving.
And you know what the best thing we can all do is just try to be, if people are really this concerned about getting sick, getting COVID, and getting other people sick, the best thing you can do is to boost your immune system. And I've been telling people this whole time, you know, eat healthy, incorporate more whole foods into your diet, eat more citrus, take supplements, take vitamin D, exercise, go outside, get fresh air. This is what we can do to protect ourselves and our loved ones.
That's That's certainly the best way. I remember when sanitizer first got really popular. It was it was revealed after a number of years. Oh, yeah, you people, you're doing this too much. You're killing your own immune systems with all of this hand sanitizer nonsense. And, of course, with COVID-19, the hand sanitizer just became more prominent.
Yep.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Talk Live, and you can join us 603-283-6160 if you'd like to call in. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about September the 4th. At 3:33 p.m., you can join the Smiles and Hugs for Peace virtual event. But you don't need any internet or digital device to participate. The virtuality consists of the fact that Star Child will not be physically present, but will manifest for you to the extent that your magical thinking allows you to conjure his presence. If you don't know who or what he is, no problem. Don't let that be an impediment to whatever magic you may experience. At approximately 3:33 p.m., you may hear the ringing of a bell or bells or other unusual sounds. Pause whatever you're doing, look around you, and start smiling. If you see someone else grinning, give that person a hug. If you see someone smiling and coming towards you, step up and give them a hug. And as you hug, hold this intention in your mind. A world based on love and cooperation, not coercion, is possible. Because both smiling and hugs are healthy and good for you, containing no carcinogens, trans fats, or high fructose corn syrup, and hopefully no artificial ingredients. That's 3:33 p.m. on September the 4th.
Thank you, Star Child, for shining some positivity this world. We need it.
I mean, it's weird. I can't do that live read without smiling the entire time.
That just made me so happy. Every time, it makes me so happy. So thank you, Star Child.
We've got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
19 years ago today, they were serving a civil commitment order in Maryland. Now, you may know that the New Hampshire State Constitution, Article 10, has the right of revolution, where it says, quote,
yes,
the doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind, unquote. Well, that also happens to appear in the State Constitution of Maryland in Declaration of Rights, Article 6, and in the Tennessee State Constitution, Article 1, Section 2. And
that's
Maryland.
That's disappointing. I was hoping only New Hampshire had that. New Hampshire does indeed have a right to revolt written into its constitution. New Hampshire's constitution is pretty hardcore on some stuff.
Live free or die, baby. Yeah.
Now, anyway, they were going to take this guy away, and if he was a threat to others, why didn't they have a warrant for his arrest on a charge of criminal threatening? If he was a threat to himself, well, it's his body, it's his life. He fought back like a man to defend himself, and he took out not one, but two Prince George's County deputy sheriffs. By the way, that's the county where I was born many years before that. And so you people...
Now, run this by me again, because I think I may have missed it. Why were they after this guy?
That county. That's the county where I was born in, and he gunned down...
No, Tom, I need you to answer the question. Why were they after this guy?
Because they had a civil commitment order to take him to a mental institution where he likely would have been drugged also. And, you know, this is what it takes to say no to drugs. Now, he wound up taking out two cops. And if you've been voting for candidates who are in favor of forced hospitalization and forced drugging, well, there's two dead cops in your face. You didn't pull the trigger, but you did pull the lever. And so the blood of those cops is on your hands.
Well, I think a lot of those people would probably make the argument that the fact that he killed two deputies is proof that they should have, you know, caught him earlier and had him committed against his will.
Well, actually, if he killed those deputies, if he was insane, then they can't prosecute him because he was not guilty by reason of insanity. And if he was perfectly sane, then they had no right to issue the warrant in the first place. And he's simply defending himself against a couple of gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests, following what the state constitution advises people to do. The doctrine of non-resistance is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind.
Well, I certainly don't think it's a good idea to kill two sheriff's deputies. That's a really bad idea, and that doesn't help the situation. What ended up happening with this guy?
I think he went to prison instead of going to the mental institution.
Did not do him any favors at all.
But what's worse?
My argument against involuntary committing is that, you know, the definition, what we consider insane, changes all the time, because it's relative, realistically, and just two decades ago, a trans person would have been considered mentally ill and probably in need of being committed involuntarily under certain circumstances.
You can't argue, though, with the, I'm being sarcastic here. Look at the success stories where they ask the hostage, do you want to get committed or do you feel better now? And they say, oh, I feel better now. And they get released. So, I mean, there's all these success stories. It happened to one guy in Virginia, you know, do you feel better now or do you want to get committed? And he said he felt a whole lot better. And arguably they saved his life because he had been suicidal. And if you want to see how grateful he was, look what he did at Virginia Tech on 16 April of 2007, where the body count stands at 33.
Well, a person who is feeling suicidal is overwhelmingly unlikely to actually see that through to the end. This is what friends and family are for. A person who's feeling suicidal should, ideally, reach out to friends and family, who are far better equipped to help you than the police are. The police typically only make things worse.
They can't reach out if it carries with it the clear and present danger of being locked up and drugged. And so to avoid that clear and present danger, they don't say anything. They don't reach out for help. There's even literature on, how to spot somebody who's feeling suicidal. These are the five signs, what not to do if you don't want to get locked up, essentially, is what the literature says. And so they cannot seek professional help, just like they can't get help for the same reason they can't get your TV. If they go and get your TV out of your house, then they might get locked up for going and getting your TV. And if they go and get help, that might result in worse. They get locked up and they get drugged.
Yeah. You're right. It would be better if friends and family, if they knew that their friends and family wouldn't be like immediately calling 911. I need you to go check on them. They're being suicidal.
Yeah. Well, at least the story had a happy ending. Two dead cops.
That
doesn't make
ending.
Me happy.
Thank you for the call tonight, though, Tom. It's certainly a problem. Yeah. Mental health illnesses, they become more mainstream to talk about these days, and that's good. And there's actually an article I want to talk about. They're so mainstream that CVC, that's the pharmacy, wants to throw in therapists in their business.
Yeah, the Minute Clinics.
Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous. I don't think that's a great idea. But it is really nice that mental health, because previously mental health was not seen as something legitimate. And I actually, last night, I did a training at work on we have to do, every once in a while, we have to do these e-learning things. So we have to make sure that we are up to date on all of, you know, the most current data and, you know, procedures and whatnot. So I did an hour-long training on how to spot people that are suicidal and what to do in those cases and how to protect them. But I think holding people hostage and Section 12-ing them and force medicating them is an awful thing to do. You know, we should help, but it should be a voluntary exchange. It shouldn't be forced.
I mean, there probably are people who need to be involuntarily committed, but I don't have the answers to that. That's beyond me. Maybe you have an answer. 603-283-61.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. conducting several airstrikes this weekend in Afghanistan. The latest on Sunday targeted suicide bombers in a vehicle. The strike coming just days after a suicide attack outside the Kabul airport. Earlier, the U.S. carrying out a drone strike in the country that killed two ISIS members and injured another. The State Department on Saturday urged U.S. citizens and others to leave the airport, citing a specific credible threat.
Threats to our forces and to should this operation remain real and significant.
Major General William Hank Taylor says there were no civilian casualties in Saturday's strike. Hurricane Ida blasting the Louisiana coast with the eye of one of the most powerful storms to ever hit the U.S., coming ashore near the barrier island of Grand Isle with violent winds of 150 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News. A judge ruled that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority by issuing an executive order to ban mask mandates in the state. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is also fighting mask mandates in court, but the battle is far from over.
The battles in the courts pitting red state governors against mask mandates comes down to executive authority and the length and scope of emergency declarations, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
In a democracy, the governor, the executive, enforces the law. The executive doesn't make the law, except in cases of immediate emergency. So this was a case not about whether you can have mask mandates or not. It was a case about who gets to decide.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Child obesity significantly increasing during the pandemic, according to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Network. The greatest change in children 5 to 11 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it doesn't like we've been shut down on YouTube yet tonight. Of course, that is inevitable. We're constantly being shut down on YouTube just regularly for medical misinformation. It's hitting us everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, and that's why we've been putting our videos on Library for years. It's an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we love it here on Free Talk Live. So in 2020, when Library launched Odyssey, which is a video-sharing website that's meant to compete with YouTube, and by the way, it's really taking off with more than 1 million channels, Free Talk Live got on board. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, our YouTube channel started receiving strikes, and it could honestly be completely taken down at any moment. Well, it's a bit more predictable now. We learned that it's three strikes within a 90-day period or something to that effect. And then they go away. So it's very unclear, but really, it's inevitable that they're going to find a reason to take us down. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey, and I just realized why it's a terrible idea to, recommend Odyssey, because here, on more than one occasion in this live read that I typed, I spelled it Odyssey like Homer's The Odyssey.
Yeah, it's not spelled that way.
No, it's not. The best way to find it is video.freetalklive.com. That takes you directly to our channel. It's video.freetalklive.com. And there, we can't be censored. But let's go to the phones. We have Altar calling from Mexico. Altar, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, people. How are we today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, since we are basically in the middle of a insurgency, I think we pretty much can all agree on that. The bottom line is this.
I don't know that I agree on that. Why do you think we're in the middle of an insurgency?
because all the lies on conventional media that are being told about the so-called vaccine when we know it's gene therapy. Number two, how they're censoring people in cancel culture. That basically classifies as insurgency.
Well, we're certainly being censored, but I don't think of myself as an insurgent by any means. I'm just a free person who's trying to be free.
You aren't one of the people that are basically cancel culturing people now, are you?
Well, cancel culture is a cultural thing and not really related to the state. But go ahead. That wasn't your point tonight.
Well, you know, every generation in this country has had to fight something different. You know, our parents and grandparents had to go through the McCarthy hearings. Basically, in this, we have to keep using the truth and keep hammering it home through, if not social media, and as people get canceled, go to the grassroots things. And in grassroots, what power does a flyer that basically tells the truth, what power does that hold when people pass it by on the streets?
I don't know the answer to that. I know that handing people flyers directly, I've seen some success with that on the few occasions I've done it. Usually, handing someone a flyer, it's supposed to be a conversation starter, as I understand it. I'm not nearly as experienced with this form of activism as someone like, you know, Ian Freeman would be. But hopefully you should introduce them to the flyer in a way that, you know, creates curiosity within them and causes them to ask some questions. Not just hand them a sheet of paper and send them on their day that they're going to throw it into the next trash can they walk by.
Or even just seeing one on the wall. Sometimes it's nice to, if you feel alone in your opinion and you see, you know, something that you agree with, like anti-vaccine mandate stuff, you know.
But it's an interesting question, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I take my experience basically from the Army's only counter-terrorist unit, which I was in for 5.5 years, years ago in the 90s. And I will tell you, when you start papering an area like that, it wakes people up. Why? Because it's grassroots.
Interesting concept. I don't know how successful someone would be. I mean, first of all, you're not going to be successful during the midst of this pandemic. Handing out flyers anyway, a lot of people, I imagine, would just not be inclined to take them, more so than ever. But that's fundamentally different from the U.S. military, I think, you know, dropping a bunch of pamphlets out of an area. Maybe that is effective, maybe it isn't. But I don't know how to get the information to people who, like, work in hospitals and don't know the basics about COVID-19 or the vaccines or any of that. I don't have the slightest idea how to reach those people with these ideas that they're not hearing on mainstream media, or that they would be hearing on mainstream media, except they appear to be tuning it out. Because it's not like the mainstream media isn't talking about this stuff, but for whatever reason, the world isn't hearing it. We've also got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening. Your last caller lit a fire in my head. I want you all to remember a little ditty that was released that probably started the American War, or certainly kindled the fire. A little 10 or 12 page pamphlet called Common Sense by Thomas Paine.
Yep.
So papering the neighborhood definitely does work. You got to wake people up somehow, and when they can't get it off the inner tube or wherever they're trying to suck their poison from, you put it in their face. But
that's a fair point.
As far as all this coronavirus business goes, most people don't know back in, I think it was 2008 or 2010, Johnson & Johnson bought one of these other giant pharmaceutical companies. I don't think it was Moderna. I think it was Pfizer.
Yeah, you know, you said this to me when I was screening the call, so I had someone look into it for me because it just sounded so incredible that I was like, that can't possibly be true. That has to be a crazy conspiracy theory. But no, in fact, on Johnson & Johnson's own website, in news releases from December 20th, 2006, Johnson & Johnson completes acquisition of Pfizer Consumer Healthcare.
Doesn't surprise me one bit.
So Pfizer is, in fact, owned entirely by Johnson & Johnson.
Now let's go to the world stage. China's on a 1,000-year plan. Europe's on a 100-year plan as far as they're trying to figure out which way to go and which bend in the river to take. Our politicians in Washington can't decide on a 10-year plan.
Well, when governments put together these long-term plans, they tend to not follow them anyway. I mean, all of the story of Soviet Russia's 5 years plans, and I think the Chinese communist government's doing it as well. I don't want a government that has a plan. I want a government that goes, hey, yeah, we don't know what we're doing.
Well, the Founding Fathers had skin in the game. They fought a war for 10 years before they wrote the documents and signed the papers, and they did it under threat of being lynched. These jamokes we got there are political pariahs. They're just in there for the game. They got no skin in it.
Do you mean current politicians?
Yes, our current politicians, for probably since the end of World War II. Dwight D. Eisenhower, on his way out, his resigning speech was, beware of the military, what did he call it? Not the military agenda.
The military-industrial complex. Yes, and I still think most Americans should, you know, go back and rewatch that speech because he was right. I mean, he was one of the presidents who helped create this monstrosity. He warned us about it, and now the monstrosity, the military-industrial complex, just spent trillions of dollars in Afghanistan to replace the Taliban with the Taliban. He was
the last general in the White House, and he warned us what was coming. And we've had nothing but pariah since. I mean, listen to Ronald Reagan told us, what's the 9 or 10 most feared words you can ever hear? I'm here from the government, and I've come to help.
Yep.
Thank you for the call tonight, Major Payne. Yeah, the government has never helped anyone. It's really good at breaking your legs and then handing you a crutch and saying, well, thank goodness you have me. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a crutch. And people don't seem to pay attention to it. But I want to reiterate again that, in fact, Johnson & Johnson does own Pfizer Consumer Healthcare, which includes things like Tylenol, Reetz, Splenda, Clean and Clear, Neutrogena.
Splenda?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Aveeno, and all sorts of other things that Pfizer had developed. Sudafed, a nicotine line of smoking cessation treatments. I assume that's going to be Chantix or whatever it was called. All of them originally owned by Pfizer, now owned by Johnson & Johnson, because Johnson & Johnson owns Pfizer. That was a twist I did not see coming. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria and
Nikki.
And you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160. You can join the conversations we're having or change the subject and talk about whatever you'd like. 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to the new number 2. That's tonight's amplifier. That means that the new number 2 is a member of the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you value the ideas of liberty and want to help us get on more radio stations, joining the AMP program is the best way to do that, as the new number 2 has done. It only costs $5 per month. That gets you in. And it does come with a number of cool little perks, but really the reason you should join is because you want to help Free Talk Live to reach a larger audience. So thank you to the new number 2. And let's keep going with the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the military-industrial complex. How about the media-industrial complex? So you're a radio program, so get a load of this and tell me what you think of this. A radio station owner in Albuquerque, in fact, the guy that owns the station that's carrying you to a market right now of 1.2 million via his radio station, KIVA, in Albuquerque, the Rock of Talk, Eddie Aragon, he's got himself on the ballot for mayor, and there are only 3 people on the ballot for mayor, and he made kind of a sly move because the other 2 are both Democrats, and he's the only Republican that's on the ballot. Not that he's a big fan of the corporate Republican Party, but he recognized an opportunity, and because of the bylaws of the party, they have to support him. And
I love it when that works out. The way it worked out here in New Hampshire is that I think we discovered they don't have to support you. They can just say nothing.
I guess it depends on the bylaws of the party.
Sure.
And the bylaws here in Albuquerque or in Bernalillo County Republican Party, the bylaws, to my knowledge, say that in this situation, they must support him. Anyway, here's the fun part. the competing radio station in the market in the talk format, which is the largest station in the state, the huge corporate Cumulus station, Cumulus having 400 and some radio stations around the nation. This one is KKOB in Albuquerque, and they have done an interesting thing. They have nonstop political candidates on their programs by invitation, but they don't invite Eddie Aragon. In fact, not only do they not invite Eddie Aragon, it has been learned that the corporate management at KKOB, whether it's Jared Hart or one of the other corporate people there at the radio station, they have issued an order that Eddie Aragon's name is literally, he's not allowed to appear, so they won't let him call in or be a guest or anything, reason being because he is a competing radio station. Whether or not that is legal, I don't know, but that's what they're doing. And
that's not related. That's not in any way related to his mayor candidacy. He's also the only Republican, right?
Yes.
This has to look bad for them. You said that's KKOB?
Yeah, KKOB Radio, news radio, KKOB.com in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So, yeah, it looks bad for me. It gets even worse. Here's an interesting thing. I got, we have recordings of it. I got on the Eric Strauss show yesterday morning. I got dumped right after I said Eddie, because the next word is Aragon. They also have a policy of not even letting his name be heard on their radio station. If somebody mentions it, you get dumped like I did. And one more interesting point about it is when they, on their Bob Clark show or their Brandon Vogt show or their Eric Strauss show, when they have candidates on or discuss the mayoral race, they only mention the two Democrat candidates. So if they're discussing the mayoral race, they'll discuss Tim Keller, the current mayor, and they'll discuss Manny Gonzalez, the current sheriff, trying to run against the current mayor, and they will not even mention that there is a third candidate and the only Republican on the ballot. They will not say the name of Eddie Aragon.
Well, I'm sure it's legal for them to do that. I mean, it's their station. They can manage it however they want, but it's certainly messed up.
So they dislike him only because he has a competing radio station, or do they not like his politics? Yes.
It's probably both. It's probably both. He would be a competitor and actually that's probably lesser. It's probably more that they don't like his political viewpoints, and it's not even so much the actual viewpoint. It's more that they are the good old boy system, and this is Eddie would be rocking the boat and breaking up the good old boy system is what the way I see it.
So is this guy a libertarian? I'm not familiar with who he is.
He has libertarian beliefs, leaning, okay. Small L libertarian. He's not a libertarian party person. He's a small L libertarian.
Well, keep us updated on how that goes, David. I'm certainly not happy to hear about a radio station refusing to allow a political candidate to even be named on their station.
Yeah, that's weird that you're not even allowed to say his name.
That does seem to be taking it a bit far.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude, I guess they want to do the same thing that the media did to Ron Paul in 2012,
yeah.
I think it was, where they just never mentioned him. Even Jon Stewart called out the mainstream media on this, because I think it was after the Iowa caucuses where Ron Paul placed third or fourth.
I don't recall exactly
now, but he placed pretty well. And the mainstream media was like, okay, this person came in first, this person came in second, this person this person came in fifth. And
they just totally skipped right over him. I remember
they
that.
They did. And even Jon Stewart called them out on it. I was surprised by that, but they certainly did it. And, I mean, the media will play some screwed up games. When you have a centralized entity that can do that, it will do that if they believe it benefits themselves to do it.
It's hard to be an outsider.
It is. And, I mean, especially when the world is so centrally dominated.
Yeah. And it seems like it's just getting worse.
It is.
Unfortunately, I hate to be negative, but if we're following patterns and trends, it seems like everything's becoming more and more centralized.
It is. And, you know, the world, Satoshi Nakamoto at least, invented this technology that was supposed to help get away from that. It was supposed to be pushed back against the centralization, the banking system, the financial destruction that governments are wreaking. And then there came the cryptocurrency exchanges. And all they want is to be the modern banks. And now they're complaining that they want to tap into Federal Reserve payment systems that traditional banks use to move money around quickly. Now, obviously, the banks are pushing back at this, but basically, cryptocurrency companies like Coinbase, Kraken, all of these others, they just want to become the next banks. And we're going to get into that. But we've been talking about the nurse shortages and the nurse well, we haven't actually gotten to the nurse protesting yet. We probably should get into that because you attended one of these recently, and you weren't even at the right one, and you still found people protesting because this is New Hampshire.
Yep, that's the beauty of New Hampshire, where you can drive 45 minutes in the wrong direction and still find a protest, not only just a random protest, a similar, it was also an anti-vaccine mandate protest. So
I imagine these are occurring at most hospitals, though, because these people exist everywhere. These people who don't want to have this done to them against their will or you know, lose their livelihood. Because nursing is a career. That's not your average, you work at a fast food place thing.
Yeah,
this is
exactly
an actual career.
And nursing school is very hard to get into, and nursing school is extremely, extremely challenging. So people who get into this field, they're serious about it, and they are doing this because
they care
love
about
it, because they care about patients. So a lot of people aren't just willing to lay down and die or just be like, oh, well, I'll go get another job. It doesn't really work like that. So this article is from California. As vaccine mandates spread, protests follow, some spurred by nurses. A new round of protests like last year's have sprung up in recent days. Fueled in part,
I like how they're acknowledging that there were protests
last
year, because last year when the protests were happening, they pretended like they weren't.
Yeah, all the protests. Well, so last year, all the protests were about the lockdowns and the mask mandates. Now the protests are about the vaccine mandates. So,
and we knew it was going to get to this point. That was why we resisted the mask mandates in the first place, because we said, oh, hey, look, if you allow them to do this, then they're going to come back a year later with this.
And that's exactly what happened. So many people were like, oh, whatever, just, you know, it's not that bad. Just wear it and go into the store. And they realized, well, if we can get away with forcing people to do this, you know, if they'll submit to this, then we're going to do the vaccine mandates. And it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse.
I'm sick of the people saying, hey, look, it's just an inconvenience to you. It's not that big a deal. Relax. Hey, look, that's what they said to the blacks who lived in the South during the segregation era.
Exactly.
It's not that big a deal. It's just an inconvenience that you have to use that water fountain. It's free.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.